Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, sports fans? It's your humble host, DW, back for another edition of Inside the War Room. We are in Season 2, Episode 3. We've had a lot of great guests on so far this year. If you want to check them out in the interview in its entirety, NFLDraftWarRoom.com/interviews. Larry Butler joined us, as well as Christopher McClendon. But now we have FCS All-Star, All-American player, Marshawn Coprich. From ISU, he'll be joining us very shortly. Just a little background on him. He had 14 games last year in which he rushed for over 100 yards each. He was a very crucial part of the offense last year, and he led the Redbirds to a very explosive offensive attack. He was also finished fifth in voting for the Walter Payton Award, which is the Outstanding Player Award, equivalent to the Heisman in the FCS rankings. He's an explosive back. He's got a lot of speed, a lot of power, and it's the type of running back that NFL teams are looking for in these days of scouting. He's an underdog, but, you know, I think he has the skill set to really impress talent evaluators coming into his final season at ISU. So without further ado, I would love to bring our special guest on for this evening, Mr. Marshawn Coprich. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. It's been a long work week. I've got Friday off tomorrow, and I'm ready to dive into this interview. I've been really looking forward to it. Mickey has been talking high praise of you, the owner of NFL Draft War Room. He really likes your skill set. But let's jump straight into the show. We've got about 25 minutes. We'll talk about your career and how you've developed into an All-American player, a 2015 preseason All-American, as well as last year, and being explosive. I have just mentioned that you had 14 games last year in which you rushed for 100 yards or more, which is an amazing accomplishment. But let's jump straight into it. Going through your high school career, what made you decide to go to ISU? I'm sure there was a lot of different teams looking at you, but what was the deciding factor of you coming to ISU?
My recruiting process, I went to Oak Hills in Hesperia, California. It wasn't too black, a bunch of a big area that focused in on people in my area, but I was just one of the people that was dominating the game. My senior year, I rushed for 2,000 yards, and I had 27 touchdowns. I was talking to a lot of schools, but none would offer me, and then one day after track practice, Coach Lamar Conner, he gave me a call and told me that they're watching my tape, they're going to review it. Then the next day after that, after my following track practice, Coach Speck called me and offered me a scholarship, and they're the only one who was showing me good interest, and I felt good about it, so I went with my heart, and I committed to ISU.
Well, there's a lot of great talent at ISU. You know, there's been a few guys in the last few years to go to NFL bound, and in the scouting realm, ISU is no secret to anyone. You know, there's been a lot of good talent to come over the years. What was a big deciding factor? You know, ISU has so many different things. Was it more of the coaching staff, or was it the ability that, you know, you had a chance to start right away? What was the concrete thing that made ISU stand out? I was going to mention your running back coach that I'm sure you've worked with in the last 2 years. I know it's his second season. Coach J. and Nye. How have you two have developed chemistry in the last 2 years, particularly last year with you having an outstanding season?
Well, when I first got here, he kind of got into me, like yelled at me a little bit, made me grow up. And then the following, my sophomore, he really broke me in. My spring, he really wanted me to develop to come up this following season. I would say that would be when I really, like, I took it all in. I was like, this is what I want to do to be great. So I took everything he was teaching me from off the field, growing up, from just that you have responsibilities and work ethic, really working hard, just all the coaches pushing me. They know holding me to a high standard and just knowing that I could be a very great player in the nation. So I just took it all in. Lamar Conner, he's a great coach, and he's, like, even great off the field. He's my mentor, I would say. He keeps me motivated and keeps me going and tells me just keep my head high and just keep working hard. Things will come.
And, you know, that's something that's very close to my heart is being a mentor. I do it for a lot of different guys through this draft process. Is there anyone particular in the league that you've reached out to or that comes back to the schools to give you words of advice to say, hey, you know, this is the type of grind you should expect in your season. These are the type of things you should look out for, and this is what you should be doing to prepare yourself. Is there anyone in the league today, AFL, CFL, NFL, guys that are coming back to give you wisdom going forward through this process?
My following teammate that just got drafted in the fifth round, James O'Shaughnessy, he came back here, and then Colton Underwood, I worked at kids camp with them. They just were telling me how everything works, that you just go in there, you fighting every day for a spot. I just love that you got to go in there and compete. I just love competing, just being an underdog and just competing with somebody higher ranking than you. I just love, I get in drilling rush.
You know, it's so important to have that mentality and that edge that, you know, you're going to go out and compete. You're going to be that much better than your opponent. You put in the time in the film room. And your stats definitely show you had 258 yards against East Washington, and you were averaging almost 9 yards a carry. Tell our listeners what kind of day that was. Was it, you know, of course you had 30 carries, but what made that day different that, you know, you just exploded on the scene for almost 260? What kind of, is that just any other day in the office for you, or was it just a particular day that you just wanted to go out and prove that, hey, I'm going to rush for 4 touchdowns today. I'm going to just have an outstanding performance. What made that day different?
I mean, that day was a great day for me, I felt. But I went in there just how I go on every game, just read my keys, do what I'm taught. Don't try to do nothing extravagant. Just do what you taught, and then things will fall in place. Well, we went down there my freshman year in the playoffs, and we lost. And then I realized that we weren't running the ball. We were kind of doing good in passing, but running the ball wasn't being effectively. So I went in that game knowing that I had to be real effective and just make sure every time they give me a seam that I hit it at full speed and just break tackles and do anything to help us win that game.
You know, I think it's so important that, you know, you bring everything to the table. You're a team-oriented guy, and that definitely shows. You give a lot of credit to your teammates. What does it mean to get an All-American honor? It's something that only a few guys get every year. An All-American honor. What's going through your head when you see your name up on the All-American list?
What goes through my head is just my work ethic and my dedication that I put into the game. And then just the guys that I'm around, my team, Trey Roberson, my O-line, our defense, just all of us. It's an honor for all of us. I take it in because it's not just me doing it. It's me every day in practice going against our defense, like stars we have on the defense, like Pat Meehan, one of our great linebackers, Teddy Corrin, one of our defensive linemen, David Perkins, one of our great guys who transferred from Ohio State. Just getting to practice against guys like that with the mentality like you, it just creates that atmosphere.
You know, like we just talked about team camaraderie, I think you have a very positive mentality towards your teammates, and that's such a great thing for talent evaluators to look at, that you're a team-first guy, and that's something you bring to the table right away. Let's move into the shadow comparison segment I like to do. The fans love to hear who you like your game around, who do you like film on to, you know, mold your game around, or you might be one of those guys that say, look, I want to build my own craft. But is there a guy that you particularly look up to that's played in the league? It can be any league, CFL, AFL, NFL. Is there a guy that you particularly like your eye on? And then
I like to really like just look at the older running backs like Barry Sanders, Gale Sayers, Walter Payton, O.J. Simpson. Just watching them run the ball and just seeing their work ethic and just seeing how they played the game, and then watching the guys now like LeSean McCoy, DeMarco Murray, Jeremy Hill, just to see the way they run the ball. I just take everything they're doing because they're already there and just try to, like, put it into my game. Just take everyone's attributes and put it into my game so I could just develop and just be like them.
You know, those are great guys. You know, particularly you mentioned Hall of Famers. It's good to look at their game, and there's a lot of those guys that just have that outstanding work ethic. You've mentioned it numerous times in this interview, how hard you want to work to be great. It's something that, you know, it's hard to come by. You know, there's a guy such as, you know, Sean Taylor. He had one of the best work ethics of all time, and people fail to realize that sometimes. But, you know, you're identifying the great guys. You know, I've watched a lot of your film. You're very impressive. Obviously, your stats pop out. And you've got great power, great speed, and you use very good vision. You remind me a lot of Ray Rice before Ray Rice had his troubles off the field. But Ray Rice is a guy that ran very hard. He was going to go on the routes as hard as he could. I mean, not routes. He could run as hard as he could. He would use his blocks well. You have a lot of Ray Rice in you. And also Brendan Oliver just got drafted to the San Diego Chargers last year. He busted into the team as an undrafted rookie. You're a smaller back that has a lot of power, and that's something Oliver possesses that a lot of guys don't. So, you know, that's who I see your game a lot like. A lot of people ask me, particularly around this time, and it's like, well, who do you like his game like? Who do you think he reminds you of? And, you know, that's who you remind me of, a little bit of a Ray Rice, Brendan Oliver type.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So, let's move forward. Let's get a little more background on just get various things. You were fifth place in the Walter Payton Award, which if you don't know what the Walter Payton Award is, draft fans, it's pretty much equivalent to the Heisman in the FCS level. And what does it mean to go after such a prestigious award, especially being billed, you know, the Walter Payton Award winner, a guy that, you know, particularly goes down as one of the greatest running backs of all time? Is this a goal that you're realistically going after, or do you want to really more go after the FCS national title after being so close last year? Or is it more of after the award or the championship?
I would say the championship because, I mean, the award is just something that comes with your success in the game, but just the national championship, just to get that and bring it back to normal Illinois will be a great thing. My last year playing here, I'll just love to bring that back. And then whatever awards come with that, I'll greatly take them and honor them with my teammates.
Yeah, as you put, team first. Team first is a great thing that people love to hear. I've already said it once or twice. Let's go through the process. What have you been doing through the off season? It's been a grind in the off season. I tell my mentees all the time, you know, you can win a lot during the season just by preparing for the season coming up as your final season suiting up. What have you done to prepare yourself for this final season at ISU?
I mean, going in that weight room with Jim Lakefield and taking it very serious, doing squats, power clean, bench press, and all the little circuit workouts that we do, and even the running, trying to be first every time, because just building that stability in your game, then workouts is trying to just make sure that you don't fold, when you don't get tired, don't be leaning over, just standing up because, you know, your opponent is looking at you just like, oh, he's tired, but I'm not leaning over. I'm standing straight up. You don't know what's going on with me. I'm just ready to attack.
you got that hungry mentality that you're going to work hard in the weight room as well as, you know, you can get on the field and show everyone that you're not just only you're proven to win and you're ready to hit the field, but you're also, you're toned for this, you're ready for this. Let's say a scout comes up to you and says, why is Marshawn Copritch a good fit for my franchise? Why should we pick you up in the fifth or sixth round? Is there any thing that stands out from you from the other running back prospects in this year's draft?
A lot of things. I just feel that I'm different than all those guys. I mean, all those guys that play at bigger schools, I feel I'm even better than them. I could go in there and compete. And if I was got the chance to play at that level, I would stand out. And if the first thing I would do when I address the scout, I would address my situation I had off the field. I'll tell him I made a bad decision. That's not me. And just move forward with what's going on with the draft process.
Now, you've already mentioned team and you want the national championship, and that's particularly well. But is there any kind of goals that you're trying to set yourself at this year other than just, you know, putting it, do you want to reach a particular bowl game? Is there, you know, an all-star game that you're shooting for? Or is there, you know, something, would you rather leave a lasting impact with your teammates? Is there something that you really want to shoot for this season that you've never actually gone after this year?
I want to win the national championship, go down to the Indy Combine, try to be the top running back, and play in that Reese's Bowl to show them I can compete with those guys that play at the top level.
You know, there's so many great opportunities that, you know, the NFL offers, but it's definitely an elite group. And once again, you know, draft fans, you got to realize that the first thing he said was a national title. He's a very team-oriented guy. The talent definitely shows. You know, I'm looking at his offensive stats right now, and, you know, you've got a guy that is averaging almost 5 yards a carry on any given game. It doesn't matter which game you're going to. Even one game last year against Arkansas Pine Bluff. APSU. I think I said the wrong college there. I apologize.
No, it's APSU.
Oh, is it? Okay. You're averaging 11 carry. So, you know, it's just with, you know, your work ethic, and I can see you're putting your team first. You've got the talent on the field. But let's put this in perspective. You've had a workout with your favorite NFL team, and I'm not going to go into favorite NFL teams because there might be a few teams listening to this interview later on through the process. But your favorite NFL team interviews you and say, hey, you know, you had a great year. You just had a great workout with them. You blistered a 4.4. You were impressive with the ball. And the general manager is looking across from you and says, we're looking for a running back in the late rounds, and maybe early rounds. You might be this guy. Tell me, why should I take a chance on you? I know the scouts have already asked you, why should I take a chance? But the general manager is right across the table from you, and he's very serious about you. Why should your favorite team pick you up in the NFL draft?
Because I'm going to go in there and work hard, give everything I got. My goal is just to go in there, give my all on the field, in the room, breaking down film, just always in the book, and just when you go out on that field, just working hard and just try to do whatever it takes to help that team win a Super Bowl.
Great answer. They love hearing Super Bowl. They love hearing the team first mentality. Let's move into one of the last segments of the show. I call it the three wish segment. I'm a genie. I'm giving you three wishes to wish for anything in the world you want. It doesn't matter what it is, but the only thing I will not let you wish for is instant success to the NFL, pretty much meaning you're going to be drafted in the draft. I'm not going to give you an instant opportunity. You're going to have to work for that. So with that being said, do you have three wishes that you could wish for anything you want in the world? It could be world peace. You have unlimited of your favorite food. It doesn't matter, but you have three wishes to wish for anything you want.
I'll give one wish to definitely world peace. Then my second wish would be win a national championship. And then my third wish would be This the unlimited supply of Gatorade.
And Gatorade's great. I usually have two or three bottles in my fridge at any given time. It's something that I definitely slurp down every day. And it sounds like you're a fan too. Want to win a national championship. Again, sports fans, you got to realize that this is a big plus for town evaluators. They want to hear that you're after the bigger picture, that you want to be part of a Super Bowl title. And that's exactly what Marshawn's brought to the table tonight. Lastly, I'm going to let you give a shout-out to anybody in the world you want. Mom, dad, teammates, your coaches, anybody you want in the world. I'll let you give a shout-out right now here on Inside the War Room.
I'll just give a shout-out to my mom, my brothers and sisters down there in Victorville, California, and definitely my teammates here at Illinois State getting ready to take on camp August 5th, about to go to work, and then my coaches and head coach Brock Speck and Lamar Conner for just being there for me and helping me out with everything.
Sports fans, draft fans, we got Marshawn here on the line. If you want to follow him on Twitter, at Sean the Savage. He's always putting up very inspirational stuff. He's ready for the grind of the season. And if you've missed this interview in its entirety at all, NFLDraftRoomroom.com /interviews. His interview will be there archived. You can listen to it as many times as you want, as well as all other 40 interviews we've had from past seasons, as well as the first three of this season. I really appreciate you coming on tonight. Congratulations on the All-American, preseason All-American Award. I know it's a prestige thing that, you know, many guys don't get. Draft fans, this guy is a very hard runner. He's an explosive runner. He's going to get it done on the field, and he's mentioned numerous times tonight. He's all about the team, too. He wants to win games and go after championships, and that's what it's all about. The ISU All-American Redbird has all the tools you want for an NFL team. Marshawn, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
And thank you, too, and I appreciate you for having me.
You're welcome, and if you need anything at all, reach out to Mickey or myself. We will try to help you all we can. I think you're off to very big and great. Obviously, very the best season up at ASU. I think you guys will have a serious national title run this year, but I wish you and your team nothing but the best.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'll definitely reach out to you guys later on.
Have a great night.
You too.
Sports fans, draft fans, Marshawn Topridge of Illinois State, very humble young man. He had the exact answers. I'm coming across more guys that, you know what to say during the interview process. They want to put the team first. They have that championship mentality. And, you know, he had an outstanding interview process right there. He's an All-American running back, FCS All-American. He's a 2015 preseason All-American. He's averaging close to 6 yards a carry, or about 8 yards a carry last season. He even had a 260-yard game. It's incredible. This kid's talented. He's going places. I really think a team's going to be surprised. Like I said, he reminds me a little bit of Ray Rice, Brendan Oliver type. So it was great having Marshawn on tonight. Thank you so much, Marshawn. Inside the War Room will be archiving this on NFLDraftRoomroom.com /interview. Mickey Friggy will be updating that as soon as this interview is over. It will be there tonight or tomorrow. I know he had a big cycling tournament. I wish you luck, Mickey. I know you're going to smash it out of the park. But Marshawn Topridge, thank you so much for coming on tonight. I wish you and your teammates the very best tonight. Check him out on Sean the Savage on Twitter. Shoot him a follow. And with that being said, I'm your humble host, DW. Thank you so much for joining me for Season 2, Episode 3 of Inside the War Room. I will be back with another episode next week. We will be jumping into more prospects. I got some more prospects, some hungry young men that are ready for the grind. Marshawn Topridge tonight, Illinois State, thank you so much for coming on tonight. With that being said, I hope everyone has a great evening. Take care, everyone.